Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
One of the greatest challenges today is to live with a husband or wife who's not a Christian. Of course, there are various reasons why this has happened. For example, you may have become a Christian after you married an unbeliever, or you married an unbeliever before you became a Christian. But regardless of the reason, Paul addressed this issue nearly 2,000 years ago when he wrote to the Corinthians. Listen to what he said.
If any brother has an unbelieving wife and she is willing to live with him, he must not divorce her. Also, if any woman has an unbelieving husband and he is willing to live with her, she must not divorce her husband. For the unbelieving husband is made holy by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is made holy by the husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean, but as it is, they are holy. But if the unbeliever leaves, let him leave. A brother or a sister is not bound in such cases. God has called you to live in peace. Wife, for all you know, you might save your husband. Husband, for all you know, you might save your wife.
As you've been listening to Paul's words, you may be saying, but my situation is different. And it very well may be. There may be biblical reasons to separate, such as adultery. But generally speaking, here's the principle we're to live by. If you are married to an unbeliever, regardless of why it happened, God sees your intimate relationship as sacred.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about this first-ever multimedia study Bible, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.